Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Over quite a few years now, the charity Guide Dogs has been broadening its approach to supporting blind and partially sighted people, outside its core remit to obviously provide trained canine guides for those who feel a guide dog would suit their lifestyle. Guide Dogs also assists with making long cane training available in some parts of the UK. They've introduced initiatives like the My Guide service, which offers one-to-one human guiding and support to enable someone to get out and about to a particular place at a particular time. And the charity is very active in campaigning on issues affecting the mobility and independence of vision-impaired people, whether or not they're guide dog owners. Well, they're now reaching out to even more people, in fact to absolutely anyone in the UK who would like to become a friend of guide dogs. We spoke to Chris Rose, Guide Dogs Customer Marketing and Campaigns Manager, about becoming a friend. Membership is completely free. And we first asked Chris about the thinking behind Friends of Guide Dogs.
Well, we realised that Guide Dogs isn't going to be able to provide a service for everybody with sight loss. And also, not everybody with sight loss wants a service from Guide Dogs. But there is a way that people can get more involved with the organisation. So the idea was that we would grow a community for people who are living with sight loss and give them an opportunity and a platform for them to have a say on what we do now and in the future. So that could be looking at what we're doing in terms of the Guide Dog service or our new sighted guiding service called My Guide, or it could be around developing new services in the future for everybody living with a visual impairment. So again, Friends of Guide Dogs is a way of us understanding really where there are gaps in services that have been provided and where we can hopefully try and do more to support people who are visually impaired. But it's not just the services that we provide to kind of getting people out and about and mobile and independent. It's also the work that we do in terms of campaigning and lobbying for change.
Before we talk about how people become a friend of Guide Dogs, are you actually specifically looking for people to come up with ideas saying, why doesn't Guide Dogs do this? Why doesn't Guide Dogs do that? Actually suggesting which direction the charity should go in supporting blind and partially sighted people.
Absolutely. So we talk about being the voice of people who are blind or partially sighted, and we can't do that without people who are blind or partially sighted telling us what we need to be doing. So that could be informing what our campaigns look like in the future. It could be influencing what our kind of future direction goes in terms of the services, or indeed about where we're placed in each community and the work that we do there to support them, friends and family members, service providers and employers. There's a lot that we can do, I think, really to understand that a little bit more, and that's probably where Friends of Guide Dogs can help support us do that.
How kind of formal is the arrangement if someone becomes a, quotes, friend of Guide Dogs? How will they do that? And then after that, how will they contribute?
Anybody can sign up to this. We're not just making it exclusive for people with sight loss. It's anybody that's got a connection to that. So it could be friends and family members that have a member of the family who's visually impaired or just been recently told that they're losing their sight, and it's a great place for them to go and get support and advice. It's also for professionals and people that work within the sight loss sector or that research into it or provide support and services. So the idea is all of those different groups of people will have an opportunity to influence us in three different ways. So once you've signed up, and you can do that online on our website or by calling one of our teams locally in your area or by picking up a form from one of your local sight loss societies, we have an opportunity for you to get involved in our online community. If you have access to a computer or you're able to go online and you can use technology that way, then there's a way that you can influence there. We're going to be running regional, we're calling them friends meetings, and these will be held around the UK with one of our local teams. And the idea is there that will be focused around a particular topic or subject, and it gives people an opportunity there to have a say on a local level, which also links into what we do on a national level. And then for those people that find it hard to get out and about or don't have access to the internet or a computer, we're going to be working with other organisations to provide phone groups. And that's a way that people can have a say just by picking up their phone and dialing in, almost like a conference call. And they can have an opportunity just to listen or to take part in the conversation that's happening there.
Is there any element of mutual support going on here? One blind or partially sighted person to another, indirectly, obviously, not directly, but through guide dogs. If you like, you can kind of share what works for some people or a group of people with another group of people, simply because they are all friends of guide dogs.
We've already seen that start to happen, actually. We've had a focus group in Wolverhampton, and the group there, some of them had only been recently diagnosed and were thinking about applying for a service from guide dogs. Others were kind of on their fourth or fifth dog, or they're using the My Guide service, or they've had long cane training from us. And each one of them brought different kind of experiences into the conversation, which was really valuable for the day. We did a session around tactile paving, and it's an area that guide dogs is hopefully looking to make some policy changes on, so there's more consistency in terms of the tactile paving. And actually, for those that have been recently diagnosed, they were probably more informed on tactile because it's something that's relatively new in a lot of parts of the UK. And they were a bit more aware of what the different tactile services were. So that was really useful. And on the online community, for example, we're already starting to see people are swapping hints and tips and sharing stories around how they live with sight loss in their everyday lives. So that could be around making sure that they know that there's a taxi firm that would be comfortable taking them and their guide dog. Or it could be around recommending particular places to go and visit if the staff there are much more supportive of people who have a visual impairment and can help guide them around the store or give them support if they need it. So it's already starting to see that that's becoming a bit of an opportunity for people to swap stories and experiences and share ideas on how they can make everyday life that little bit easier.
Now, Guide Dogs is very keen to emphasise that, as well as being free to become a friend of Guide Dogs, there's no obligation to get any more involved than you want to, and it's quite okay just to ask for more information before deciding whether or not to join. The simplest way to find out more is to contact your nearest Guide Dog Centre, and if you dial 0845 372 7499... you'll automatically be put straight through to your local Guide Dogs team, wherever you are in the UK. Alternatively, you can email friends@guidedogs.org.uk or visit www.guidedogs.org.uk/friends to get further information.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.